Okay, everybody said today's daf is daf Chof Aleph. We're holding three lines from the bottom of the Amud. As you recall yesterday, towards the bottom of the Amud, we talked about the inyan of what some people call a sympathy avelis, meaning that someone joins the avelis of someone else for whom he would have to go and sit ba'avelis if that person were to pass away. And now that person who is sitting avelis, his relative is joining him. What does all that mean? So for instance, we said that if chas v'sholem, a person's son were to pass away, so then rachmon litzlan, then one has to go and sit shiva for that son. What happens if the son is sitting shiva for his son, in other words, for the grandfather's grandson? Nebuch, the grandson passed away, the grandfather has his son who is sitting shiva, so then this sympathy shiva, the grandfather would share in the shiva together with his son for his grandson. And you remember we said towards the end of the Amud that that's bi'apo, that if it happens to be, if they're imoy together under the same roof, in the same room, then you have to go and fiyazach shiva. However, when he leaves, then there's no such inyan. So says Gemara now a story, very tragic story. Three lines from the bottom. Ameima shochev le bar berei. Nebuch, Ameima lost his grandson. Kora ilave, and Nebuch he writes kriya after his grandson. Osa berei. Now his son, meaning the father of this grandson, son of Ameima, arrived on the scene. Kora biape. Now Ameima, to show how he is joining in the shiva of his son, now did kriya in front of his son. So this is already the second time he's rising kriya. Idkar, subsequently he remembered the miyushiv kar, that when he went and did the kriya, either the first time or the second time, he did it when he was sitting. And as we'll see in a moment, there's an inyan to do kriya when one is standing. It's come karam umetz. He got up again and he did a third kriya. Nebuch rachmun litzlan. Amalei Rav Ashi liameima. Kriya de ma'umim minalan. Where do you take this from? What's the makar that kriya has to be ma'umim? The chsiv, it says in the pasuk by Eoiv. V'yokim Eoiv v'yikra es me'iloi. In the sefer of Eoiv, Eoiv was told that unfortunately his children had passed away. So therefore he went and did kriya, but he stood up a yakam vayikra. Okay, and therefore says a meimer, that's what I'm doing as well. Praytimor at top of chof aleph amid aleph. Elamiyata v'omad v'omar lechafatzti lekachta hachinami. Here we're talking about hilchos yibum v'chalitza. And what happens if the husband is not the husband, but the yavam is not interested in being miyabim the yavama? So the pasuk says, "V'omad v'omri," he stands up and he makes a declaration. Lo yichafatzti lekachta, I'm not interested in being miyabim my yavama. Hachanami, are you telling me that therefore, since it says v'omad, that he has to stand up? Just like by Eoiv it says Vayakam, he stood up. Here too you have to stand up. Vatani stayed in the Braisa. Ben Yoshim ben Oimed ben Moita. He can be sitting, he could be standing, he could be leaning. Anyway, he can go and say Lechafatzi Lekachta. So what do you see from this? That V'omar is Lavdavka. So maybe here too is Vayakam is Lavdavka. Amalei Hosam Leksiv Vayamoid Vayoimar. Hochaksiv Vayakam Vayikra. Meaning, had it said Vayamoid Vayoimar, that would tell us that he's interested to Mekayim the way it's supposed to be done, and therefore as soon as the Bezin said Nunu Vazokstu, what do you the Yovam say? Vayamoid, I stand up, Vayoimar, and he says Lechafatz Lekachta. By the fact that it says Vayamoid Vayoimar, the Gemara is assuming it's more a figure of speech as opposed to a requirement. This is not mandatory, but V'yomer V'yomer, the Bezit summons him and says, Nu, Vazok dir, V'yomer, so he stood up, but lav dafki, you don't really have to stand up, it's a figure of speech. However, here, Ochik Sivayokam V'yinkra, that Gemara holds that that's not just a figure of speech, but that Eoiv was told the terrible news, he felt the only way he can mimakayim the mitzvah of Kriya is to stand up, and he stood up. Om Rebbe Muhammad, Minayin the Kriya Shim Umid. So we finished the story with Ameimar and Ravashi asked him what the Makoyer is. And now we start something new, but which is parallel. Omer Rama Bar Choma, Minayin L'Kriya Shiim Ma'udman Shenemar, it says in the Pasuk, V'yokam Eoiv V'yikra. What we just said now from a Meimer. Frank Yimara Duma Miltza Yisar Tehudi Ovad. Perhaps Eoiv was being Machmir. In other words, it doesn't say in the Torah, here are the Hilchas Avelis, number one, number two, number three. We're just deriving it from the fact that Eoiv stood up. So for Eitimara, maybe Eoiv was a machmer, so a mahadrim and a mahadrim. Really, it's not required. You can do kriya sitting down, but he wanted to go and put even more emphasis and more chumris into it. And for Eitimara, Deloitte Machi. And I'll even prove to you, right after that, in the same pasuk, it says, V'yokam Eoiv v'yikra, v'yogos es roishoy. V'yogos roishoy means he went and pulled the hair out of his head. Not necessarily all the hair, but he plucked.
Yeah, means he cut it.
Sorry?
What
does he say? What does the art scroll say? V'yogos. Should be 21a,
yeah,
about halfway down.
V'yogos. And he tore the hair off his head.
Doesn't say he cut. He tore the hair off his head. Freik Dimor
Hakanami. We have Giza by a Bashid.
That is correct.
It's a shear in it.
100%. The Gemara probably doesn't want to say.
It's a shear. Lakoson is to shear sheep.
Absolutely correct. David, we agree. And Brother Shai says the same. That usually Giza, as used with sheep, it means shearing the sheep. The reason why the article probably doesn't want to share that word with us and say share is because we know an oval is not supposed to cut his hair, and therefore he's not supposed to share the hair off his head. And therefore, instead it says he tore it out from the pain that Nebuchadnezzar heard that his children had passed away. Okay. So not Bechina is going to the barber to go and shear it or to go and cut it, but rather Nebuchadnezzar was pulling it out to just go and show Nebuchadnezzar the terrible pain and anguish that he was in.
But so, if you're not allowed to cut your hair as an oval, you're not allowed to pull your hair out of your head either, I imagine.
You're asking a good question, but the Gemara doesn't address it. Okay. So the Gemara says that Eoiv not only went and stood up and did kriya, but he went and started tearing the hair off his head. So Freik Dimor Hochenami, you're going to tell me that is a requirement of Avelis. If anything, it's like the Neil points out, perhaps it's the opposite. Ella, kum techois, we don't have a raya from this posik that what Eoiv was doing was strictly by the books, and he was just following the rules and regulations. In the case of the kriya, perhaps he was doing one step more. Not just kriya, I'm going to actually stand up. And then I know I'm not allowed to go take a haircut, but I'm going to pull the hairs out to go and show the agony, the anguish, the pain that I'm in. So bottom line is, how do you know that is required, that has to be an amida for the kriya? So Tamar Elamai Hachi, you know what? Let's put aside. Eoiv, I have another raya from David HaMelech. What happened to David HaMelech? They told David HaMelech that Avshalom had killed David HaMelech's children. Afterwards, it turned out he didn't kill all of his children. He only killed Amnon. But nevertheless, that's also a child of David HaMelech. V'yakam HaMelech, v'yikra es begadu, v'yashay v'yakam. So you see there's a din of Amida. And the more asks the same kash again, they don't necessarily say it of it. Maybe it's not required. Maybe David HaMelech was a machmir and he wanted to go and alefnim ishura sedin, he stood up. Maybe there is no such requirement. Diloite mahachi, I'll bring you a raya l'choira that David HaMelech was going beyond the scope of halacha, because it says in the pasuk v'yishkav arza that after that he went and lay on the ground. Frey Timura, hochenami, are you going to tell me there is such a requirement of lying on the ground? V'atan you have a braisa. Yoshev al gabi mita, al gabi kisei, al gabi udaini. If an oval sat down on a bed, or he sat down on a chair, or if he sits on an odaini, Rashi says at the top, odaini means a machteshes gedoyla, which is the mortar of the pestle, mortar and pestle. Why a person would sit on a mortar, I'm not sure, but if that's what he sat on, or if he sat on the karka, you'll notice the next few words are in a parenthesis, they should be changed slightly here in the left-hand margin. It should say, gedoyla mikulan amru, even more than sitting on a bed or on a chair or on a mortar, they said even more than afila galbe karka, even if the mourner sits on the karka itself, the oval sits on the karka, lo yotze de chavasa, he wasn't yotze. What does he have to do? V'yom Rabbi Yochanan shalei kiyem kviyas amita. In the good old days, as you recall, when it came to Avelis, they used to do kviyas amita. We are not nohe kviyas amita anymore, because the goyim suspect when we do a kviyas amita that we're engaging in sorcery, so therefore we don't want to have terribly bad relations with them. That's why we don't do kviyas amita today. But b'lamaisa, what's the din in the times of David HaMelech? They did kviyas amita. So how were they makayim sitting low rather than sitting normally? They would go and turn the mita over, and then they would sit on the upside down mita, on the upside down mattress, and that's how they would go and sit shiva. Ah, David HaMelech didn't do that. David HaMelech went and sat all the way on the ground. Was that required? No, it was not required. So you see that David HaMelech is going one step further beyond what's required. In other words, this braisa says that if you merely sit on the ground, you're not yotze de chavasa. We're assuming that David HaMelech did a kviyas amita, because that was what was required. And in addition to that, he sat on the ground. Is the chasim that he went beyond the letter of the law, lifnei mishuras hadin. So just like when it came to sitting on the ground, he went beyond the letter of the law, perhaps when he stood up to go and tear his garments, he was also going beyond the letter of the law. Maybe miltzach rita of it, miltzi yaserta of it. So how do you know this is required? Amalek and Arza, when it says that he sat on the ground, it means not literally on the ground, it means similar to sitting on the ground. What does that mean?
It means that he was well grounded in the Hilchas Shiva.
He was well grounded in Hilchas Shiva. Thank you, Shelley. So if you look at the second line, Ke'en Arza, so Trashi, Kaloyima Shekofa Mitosoi, Hitaka did Kviyasamita, V'yoshevel, and he sat on the Kviyasamita, and since it was so low on the ground, it was Ke'en Arza. It's as if he was sitting on the ground. We don't mean literally sitting on the ground, we mean it was as if he was sitting on the ground. Anybody that came into his room, sitting so lowly on an overturned bed, it looked as if he was sitting on the ground. So therefore, David HaMelech, in this pasuk, is complying with the rules. In fact, as Shelley would say, well-grounded rules. He did a great job in doing exactly what the rules are. So therefore, the Gemara assumes that V'yakam HaMelech V'yikra, that's also he was doing the bottom line rules, not adding, not subtracting, doing what a person is supposed to do. And that being the case, so I see from David HaMelech, and perhaps from Eoiv, that there's an Indian to stand, Bishas Korea. So although we normally don't...
Upstanding king.
I'm sorry, once again?
An upstanding king.
An upstanding king, beautiful, beautiful. So even though we normally don't stand on ceremony, but sometimes we do. Okay, Zukti Moravai to turn it up on... Elu devorim she'ovel aser behen. These are the following that Ovel is not allowed to practice during his avelis. Aser b'malach, he's not allowed to go to work. Ubrachitz, he's not allowed to take a shower. Ubasich, he's not allowed to smear himself with oil. Ubatashish amita, he's not allowed to have relations with his wife. Ubanilis asandal, he's not allowed to be wearing normal shoes. The aser likreis ba'atoyro ubenevim ubaksuvim v'lishnois b'mishna b'medish ubahalochois ubahashas ubahagodois. He's not allowed to learn, because learning is considered to be a simcha. Pikudei Hashem yishorim misamchei leiv. We don't want him to have a simcha during his period of avelis, so he's not allowed to go and learn any of those svarim. Is he allowed to go and, for instance, learn Eoiv or Eicha or the like? So about that, that's already a machloikis. If you look on the bottom, Toisis, not all the way in the bottom, but the first wide line, the Osa Likres Ba Toyra, but Chuvas Rabbeinu Yitzchak Zekeni Kosav. Chuvas Rabbeinu Yitzchak Zekeni presumably is Rashi. Ki Rabbeinu Yaakov, Hoya Oyser Bimei Evloi. Rabbi Yaakov said during his Avelis, you're not allowed to look at an Eoiv. Ube Kinnis. Kinnis means Eicha. Ube Dvorim Haroim Shebe Yermio. Or those terrible Prakim and Yermia. They're not terrible in the sense of Torah, but they're terrible because they Yermia foresees terrible times for Klal Yisrael. Midlay Tanali Vishmaitan Kamoy B'Tishabav. Back in Masechtas Tanis, we learn that a person who is fasting fasting on Tisha B'Av, he also is prohibited to do Rechitza, Sicha, Tashra, Shemita, Nilsa, Sandal. And there it says, however, he is allowed to go and learn Iyoiv and Eicha, and parts of Mayit Kotten, and parts of Masechta's Gittin. Exactly, El Mugalchin, our Perik, exactly. He's allowed to. But here we don't have that exception. So it sounds like he's not even supposed to learn those things as well. However, the Tosfos continues on, it says, Kenzan, that we rely on that Gemara over there, and if we're just like over there by Tisha B'Av, you are allowed to, maybe over here you are allowed to. Anyway, there's a fertile ground for the Rishonim to discuss this issue, whether you're allowed to or not allowed to.
The Israel to go to Simchas and to listen to music was came later on?
Yeah, we're talking about during the Shiva.
Right.
During the Shiva you don't go to anything, right? You stay at home.
But you can listen, you don't listen to music though, either.
You don't listen to music either. They didn't have tape recorders, and they didn't bring in musicians to go and play music when Nebuchadnezzar, the person sitting by Velus, and he is sad, and he's supposed to be sad during those days. Anyway, the Gemara continues on. However, if the Rabbim needs him, then he's allowed to learn after all. Now, what's the case of Rabbim Tzrichen Loi? Says Rashi, Lidrosha. In other words, he gives a daily or a weekly shiur for a large Oilam, and they're waiting to hear that shiur. So even though he's never chassidim b'avelis, he's allowed to give that shiur, that drosh, and he's allowed to prepare for it. And in fact, Maisa u'benoi, Umeis benoi shabiyosi b'tzipayri, Rabiyosi b'tzipayri's son Nebuch passed away, Menichlis lebeis medrash, and Rabiyosi went into the medrash, v'dorash kolayim kulayin et kedarash in the ganze tog, even though Nebuch he was in avelis. Rabbi Barbachone, Isrei Bei Milza, the words Isrei Bei Milza means Nebuch, he lost a family member. Sovar de Lelemefik Lepirka. Even though Rabbi Barbachone normally did give his Perek share, in other words, presumably every Shabbos or whenever, and he would give his share, he said, I'm not going to go. I'm Bavelis. We just finished learning that if the Oilam needs him for the drosha, for the shear, then he doesn't have to stop. He should give the shear. He thought, okay, if I'm going to give the shear, let me go and appoint a maturgaman, as was customary. The maturgaman not only translated and explained the shear, he typically had a powerful voice that was bimkoim, a loudspeaker. And therefore, Rabbi Chanina said, if that's the case, not Rabbi Chanina, Rabbi Bachana said, if that's the case, I'm going to go and get my amoira, my maturgaman, to say the shear, to listen to me, and then say the shear to the others. Omele Rav, Tanya will under the bright, will vachala yamiturgaman. No. You can give the shear, but don't have a maturgaman. Why are you not allowed to have a maturgaman? Because after all, he is an avel, so you want it shouldn't be kedarkoi, there should be some sort of shinoi. Since it's got to be a shinoi, the shinoi is don't have a maturgaman. So what should he do? So of course, one way is not to have a maturgaman. On the other hand, it could be that Rabbi Bachana didn't have a loud pitch voice, and he was afraid that after one sentence he would strain his voice screaming to the masses. So what should he do? Nebuch lost his son. And he went to the Beis Medrash. V'nichlas Reb Chananya ben Akavya. V'yoshav b'tzidoy. V'lochash hu Reb Chananya ben Akavya. Reb Chananya ben Akavya le'torgeman. U'torgeman hishmiya le'rabim. So how did they do it? Shaloi kedarkoi. They added one more individual into the mix. Instead of the Rebbe who's giving the shir, speaking directly to the maturgaman, what did Reb Chananya and Akavya do? And I'm sorry, what did Reb Yehuda Reb Eloi do? Reb Yehuda Reb Eloi, who was giving the shir, he whispered the shir to Reb Chananya ben Akavya, and then Reb Chananya ben Akavya whispered the shir to the maturgaman, and then the maturgaman was the one Ishmael Rab. So all we've done is we've added one more individual in the mix, so that it should be Metashinoi Shaloi Kidarkai. I said before that this probably took place on Shabbos. I don't know if it took place on Shabbos because it could be on Shabbos. As you know, there are no dini avelis except for avelis betzina, but no avelis b'fahesia. And therefore, it could be that this would be an avelis b'fahesia if he wouldn't give the shear. So presumably he could give the shear on Shabbos, not a problem. But they still, so therefore the Gemara, when it says that he didn't want to give the shear, perhaps it was talking during the week. He didn't want to give his Tuesday night share, or his Wednesday or Thursday share, or whatever it was, and therefore he had to, they told him you can, because Rabbi Tzrichim Loi, but to make a shinui, we had Rabbi Hanani ben Akavya acting as the middleman between Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Loi and between the mitorgman. So tomorrow night, the Tanarabana, we learned in the Braisa, Ovel Gimel Yomer Rishonim, Osel Aniach Tfilin. First 3 days of Avelis, the Ovel does not wear Tfilin. First 3 days, Gimel Yomer Rishonim. But the Braisa continues, Mishlisha Ve'elach, Ushlisha Bechlal, starting from the third day, and the third day included, Motel Aniach Tfilin. Then he's allowed to go and put on Tfilin. The Gemara, of course, on the surface, is Soser Mineuve. First, we say the first 3 days, no tefillin. Oh, but by the way, the third day, and already from the beginning of the third day, shlishi b'chlal, then you're allowed to put in tefillin. Which means, bottom line, that the Tanna Kamma, which is Rebbe Lezer, holds that you're not allowed to put in tefillin for 2 days. What's the reason for 2 days? Says Rashi, because ikra avelus einoi ela beiz yomim. According to Rebbe Lezer, the ikra avelus is 2 days. Until now, we've had a machloikis legabe the ikra avelus. One man, the Yomer, that was the Tanakam of our Mishnah a couple of days ago, said only after 3 days, if it's Yontif, the Yontif cuts short the Avelis. And then yesterday we had, no, you don't even need 3 days, even 1 day, and even 1 hour, Shochada. And we said that even the hour is Lavdavka, it means a few minutes. Can you cut, and then after that, the Regel comes, that cuts off the Shiva. Here, our Gemara tells us, that the Iker is 2 days. Where does he get the 2 day rule from? We'll see in a mitzvah in another few lines. So, oy bazoy, so why did he say 3 days? Because he's supposed to wait about 5 or 10 or 20 seconds on the third day. And since we have mikzasiyim kakuloi, so after that is over, boom, then he can go and put his tefillin on. So that's why the Tanna Kamma, Rebbe Lezer, says it's 3 days, but the third day is only a shtickle a day, a few seconds, a minute, 2 minutes. After that, you've already been mekayim 3 days, and now you can go put a tefillin on regularly on that third day. If you want to look at this in more detail, you can look at the second toises from the bottom of the Amud. Anyway, getting back to our Gemara, v'imbo panim chadoshes. What happens if a panim chadoshes? Now, we don't mean a panim chadoshes in the sense of a sheva brachas. We mean someone who had not been there in the base of Ovel until now. And if he's going to see that the Ovel is wearing tefillin on day number 3, Rashi says he might suspect that he was wearing tefillin on day 1 and day 2. And he's going to say, I always learned that an Ovel is patim and a tefillin. What's going on? Says he wants eimei choylitz. He doesn't have to take the tefillin off. He can leave it on. And if the person wants to ask any questions, we'll explain to him. The first 2 days, the Ovel did not wear tefillin. And the third day, he waited a few minutes, and he did wear tefillin. He doesn't have to take it off, Divrei Blezer. Now, Rabbi Yeshua argues with Rabbi Blezer in two respects. Number one, Rabbi Yeshua Aymer Ovel, Beis Yomam Rishonim Oslo Niyach Tefillin. It's a 2 day rule, not a 3 day rule. And Misheni, starting from the second day. Misheni Bechlal. Mutalaniach tefillin, you're allowed to go and put on tefillin. With the same cheshbon again, that the main avelis is 1 day, and the second day, mitzvah kakulai, you can go and put on tefillin already the morning of the second. So we see already one machloikis, Rabbi Lezer said on the third day, and the third day bechlal, Rabbi Shua says on the second day bechlal. And the second machloikis is the imbo panim chadoshes. What happens if someone comes in on the second day and he was not there previously on the first day? Then choylates, then the ovel should take his tefillin off, because it's going to raise all types of questions and raise eyebrows. What's going on? You're wearing tefillin, and ovel's bottom and not tefillin. So then he should be choylates. Again, so you see Rabbi Shua is arguing with Rabbi Lezer in two respects. Is Omer of Masna, my time is Rabbi Lezer. Where did Rabbi Lezer come from that he says that the Iker Avelis is 2 days? You do a shtickle of Mitzvah Siyayim on the third day, but the Iker is 2 days. Tichsiv, Vayitmu Yemei V'chi Evel Moshe. Yemei Loshen Rabim Miyad Rab Mishnayim. And therefore, Vayitmu, the ended Yemei, the days of the Bechi, of the crying of Evel Moshe. So you see, Yemei, 2 days, that's the Iker of Avelis. Well, Amr of Eina, my time of Rabbi Shua. Rabbi Shua says it's only 1 day. The Chassid says in the Pasuk again, Omois va'achrisa ki yoim mar. That last day was like yoim mar, was a very, very bitter day. So you see, there's only 1 day of bitterness. You don't have to sit shiva 2 days. 1 day is enough. So that's the machloikis between Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Shua. Instead of Two, says Rabbi Shua, what? What does he do? Which sounds like there's a minimum of two. A normal, regular individual, the Avelis is only one day. You're talking about Moshe Rabbeinu, Raya Hemna, Rabin Shokol B'nei Agoyle, Thragans Klai Yisrael, Mishbenei Agoyle, Rabin Shokol Klai Yisrael. So, when you're talking about Moshe Rabbeinu, they added one more day. But really, for your average individual, one day is sufficient. Sounds like there's only a one day Avelis. Although he has 2 days of Avelis, because it says 2 days. However, the main Mariris, the anxiety, the pain, the bitterness that a mourner feels is the first day. But the second day wakes up. When he wakes up on the second day in the morning, then already part of the Mariris has faded away, and although he continues to do Avelis, it's still not with that same intensity as the day before. And I see David has a question.
But we know from the Teirus that so Yimei Moshe, Evel Moshe were 40 days. So of course you need Yimei Evel Moshe, because it refers to 40. So how do you learn from that two is sufficient?
Reb Lezer apparently had some sort of Masayra that the word Yimei was unnecessary. We don't have a Chumash in front of us, but as you say, the Pasuk already tells us how many days it was, so it wasn't necessary to add the word Yimei. It could have simply said Vayitmu B'chi Evel Moshe or Vayitmu Evel Moshe. Why does it say the extra word Yimei? I mean, I don't know the Makar for Reb Lezer. Maybe he had a Masayra Ishmi Piyish from his Rebbe that goes all the way back to Moshe Rabbeinu. Maybe it was Halacha L'Moshe Misinai, but he had a Kabbalah that the word Yimei over here was unnecessary, and it comes to tell you that the minimum days of Avelis are two.
You know?
Yes.
He thought you could do more, but you may have 2 days.
You may have 2 days, but you can have more than one. Beautiful, beautiful. I can't tell you, Shelley, what a pleasure it is to have you here, because otherwise these Gemaras are very, depressing and distressing. Even though Bikudi Hashem Yishar Misam Chilev, but to have to learn about Avelis is not the lightest topic, and you are able to add a little bit of lightness so to be able to keep us going. So Yeshe Koich. Anyway, so keep continuing on. Yemei, remember, you got to Yemei that. Okay. Look to my Rabbi Omer Ula. How's that? Halacha, halacha, kireb lezer b'chalitza. When we say chalitza, we don't mean the chalitza like we had on top with the yovam and the yavama. Here the word chalitza is referring to be choletz the tefillin. Remember, Reb Lezer said, v'mbo ponim chadoshes einoi choletz. You don't have to take the tefillin off on the third day if you have someone coming by for the first time. So we pass on like Reb Lezer b'chalitza that on the third day, you don't have to remove the tefillin. And we pass on like Reb Shua b'anocha that you already start putting tefillin on the second day. Okay, that sounds good. Now the Gemara says, Yiboylehu b'sheini le'ula choylitzei eina choylitz. Since Ula has paskined partially like Reb Lezer, partially like Reb Yeshua, I'm kind of stuck with an open issue. What's the open issue? According to Reb Lezer, you only put tefillin on the third day. Sefer Panim Chadoshes comes on the third day. You don't have to remove it. But we don't paskin like Reb Lezer about the third day. We paskin like Reb Yeshua that you put the tefillin on already on the second day. But what did Reb Yeshua say about the second day? That if somebody comes in Panim Chadoshes, then Choylitz, take the tefillin off on the second day. Since Reb Lezer doesn't even allow the putting on the tefillin Bechlal on the second day, he only permits it on the third day. So now, according to Ula, the paskins like Rabbi Shua, that you put tefillin on already on the second day. If a panim chadoshes comes in, are you choletz or not choletz? The fact that he paskins like Rabbi Lezer b'chalitza only tells us that on the third day ain't a choletz. But what would we hold on the second day? Azei freiti mari boilu. B'sheini le'ula, choylitz or yeina choylitz, how would Ula paskin on the second day? It's Toshma Oma Ula. Choylitz, you do, the Ovel should take off the tefillin on the second day. U'meiniach, and he should put it back on a fillin mea pa'om. What does that mean? It says Rashi that he should take it off when the Panim Chadoshis comes in. As soon as the Panim Chadoshis goes out, he should put the tefillin back on. What happens after he puts the tefillin back on? A new Panim Chadoshis comes in. Take it off again. What happens when then Panim Chadoshis leaves? He should put it back on again. So even if this happens 100 times during the day, you should constantly put it on, take it off, put it on, take it off, so on and so forth. Of course, today, we only put it...
He'd be all wound up.
He'd be all wound up. Ay, ay, ay.
It's like the astronaut who was going around.
Yes.
He's putting on filling, taking it off, filling. Uh-huh. He was rotating the earth
gotcha.
20 times a day.
Yes, yes. Anyway, I see, Shelley, today you're really wound up. But the point is of our Gemara that nowadays, as we know, we typically only put on tefillin once a day for Shacharis, in the morning. In the good old days, people wore tefillin the entire day from the morning until the evening. So whenever the Panim Chadoshis would leave, he would put it back on.
But today,
yes, yes.
I'm sorry, the person who's in Avil, he wears his tefillin.
He doesn't wear tefillin. Let's start day number two. He wears his tefillin. Panim Chadoshis comes in. Does he take it off today? Typically not. Does he put it back on? For sure not. Why? Because typically today, people don't wear tefillin the entire day. They only wear it during the time of davening shacharis.
But the Avil does put on tefillin.
He starts putting on tefillin after the first day. The question is, what's the definition of first day? That already, again, is beyond the parameters of our Gemara. But no Avil wears tefillin pre-kvura. Unless
right.
Kvura is a few days later. But normally pre-kvura, you don't wear tefillin. Kvura is usually on the same day. So after the kvura, then the Avil puts the tefillin on. Typically, that's the next day. So the next day, the second day, like a Gemara says, you put the tefillin on the second day. Good?
Thank you.
You're very welcome. You should never know these things. Anyway, getting back to our Gemara, Iboy Lushen, Ula Yotz Nisht, Ula Chaydus Benich, Afilim Eipam. Yes, you do take the tefillin off on day two, but you put it back on day two, numerous times, whenever the Ben Chadosh is leaves. Tana Mihachi, Yehuda Meteim, Oimer Chaydus Benich, Afilim Eipam, like we just said. Rav Omer. So we said, no. Once you put it on, you don't have to take it off. Back yesterday, we had Rava in the Gemara. The Rava says we passed like Tana Didon. Tana Didon means the Tanakama of our Mishnah that we had a few days ago, where the Tanakama says that the Ikar Avelis is 3 days. And that's why if Yontif falls out after 3 days, it cuts Shiva short. Another man, the Yom said, "Afilu Yom Mechad, Afilu Shor Achas." Rava says, "We pass like Tana Didan, the Yom Shloisha. If he holds the Yom Shloisha, what is he putting on the tefillin for already on the second day?" Happy Mora Mitzvah Shani. Top Rashi Kloy Mahoyul Mitzvah Laniach Tefillin Mitzvah Laniach Li Alter B'Sheni. Even though, yes, I Rava agree that the Ikra Avelis is 3 days, but that's for all Dvorim of Rishus, like wearing shoes, like sitting on the ground or on a low chair, kfiyas amita, rechitza, sicha, tasha shemita, all those things that we spoke about. Here, however, talking about a mitzvah of tefillin. No. Mitzvah of tefillin, even Rav would agree that after 1 day, put on tefillin on day number two. Turn around. Ava gimiyam on rishayim, osim malacha. He's not allowed to do malacha. First 3 days. Remember, many of the Tanoim held that 3 days is the ikr. Even if the person is so poor, he doesn't have enough money from his own parnasa, he has to go and collect funds from tzedakah. Awesome. However, after the first 3 days are over, he can't go and do work outside in the street, but he can do work quietly at home for someone else and to earn money. Similarly, if the wife is never sitting shiva. Here we're not talking about a sympathy shiva. We're talking about a normal shiva. A woman is sitting shiva. After 3 days, she can be tovah pelech. We had pelech yesterday. Is a spindle. So she's allowed to go and spin a thread on a pelech. B'toich pesa. And Shelley, that's a very important halach. We're not just talking about, talking yarns or something like that. Here we're talking about a real McCoy. One is allowed to go. And this, we're not just spinning yarns. We're talking this
truth. There's more than the thread of truth in that.
Oh, exactly. Oh. Wow. So, do you want to write the Tana Rabbanan? Avel given Yom Rishonim, Einai Hoylech LeBeisa Avel. And over the first 3 days, doesn't go into Beisa Avel. What do you mean doesn't go to Beisa Avel? Where he lives, that's the Beisa Avel. What means Einai Hoylech LeBeisa Avel? So, we'll see. Rashi explains, as we'll see in the Gemara momentarily, we're talking about Nebuch 2, good friends or two relatives, both of whom are sitting ba'avelus, and each ovel wants to go and console the other ovel. So Yankel, who's sitting shiva, wants to visit his good friend Beryl, who is sitting shiva. Is he allowed to leave his home to be Menachem Ovel, the other individual? So it says in the Brisa, Ovel Gimin Rishonim, Eino Elech Beis Ovel. First 3 days, he's got to stay put at home. Mikan Ve'elech, after the first 3 days, Ho'elech, he's allowed to leave his Beis Ovel and go to the other Beis Ovel. However, when he gets there, Eino Yoshim Amokam Menachem, he shouldn't sit among the guests that are being Menachem Ovel. El Bamokam HaMis Nachem, he should sit in the row of the mourners, the Avelim, that are sitting there. Otherwise, people will think he's not sitting by Avelis. So he should join the Avelim there temporarily for a few minutes as he's being Menachem Avel, and then he should leave and he should go home back to his own abode to continue sitting Avelis at home. Okay, so from here till virtually the bottom of the Amud, the Gemara is going to distinguish between the first 3 days and then day 3 through 7, and then after 7, and then after Shloishim, and then after a year. The focus is going to be on the din of She'ilas Sholeim, about greeting or accepting a greeting from the Ovel. When is it permissible, when is not? We're not talking about talking to the Ovel, or the Ovel talking to the Menachem. We're talking about formal greetings, like saying Shalom Aleichem. Perhaps, you know, even good morning, how are you? Gemara doesn't go into detail when it talks about Shila Shalom, but you got to minimize, and then there, each time period that passes, it becomes easier and easier, as we'll see. But there are going to be a number of stirois of the braisois, so therefore try to keep in mind all of the time periods. It's Tanavan. Avel gimi yom rishon in the first 3 days, os v'shila shalom. Os. Mishloish v'ad shiva, from the third day on until the 7 days. We already said Gimel Yom Rishonim, so it doesn't say how you define the word Shloisha. Maybe it means Miktasiyem Kekulai, like we had before. Anyway, Mishloisha Bat Shiva, Meshiv V'Eino Shoyel. Starting from day 3 through day 7, he's not himself allowed to start off and say Shalom Aleichem, but Meshiv, he's allowed to respond to the Menachem that say to him Shalom Aleichem, or good morning. He's allowed to respond in kind to the She'ela Shalom. Mikan Beidach, once Shiva is over, then Shalom Eish Kedarkai. Then, you know, people are back to normal, if you will, after Shiva. We'll see that it's not so simple. Let's go back to the beginning of the Brayta. Shloish Yom Rishonim, Os B'Shila Shalom. First 3 days, it's Osir. Frank the Morbatanya. We have a story with the Masa, with the Brayta. State in the Brayta, Masa, Mesa, Banav, Shalom, Akiva. Nebuch today, every one of the incidents that we've spoken about of someone sitting Shiva, every time was Nebuch after a child, Nebuch that passed away. Anyway, so Masa Mesa, we started off with Hamemer, as you recall. There was Nebuch, a grandchild. And Hamemer's son was sitting Shiva after his own son. And then we had Yudab Rabbi Loi, who was sitting, Rabbi Yosef Tzipori was sitting. All of them were sitting Nebuch after a child that passed away. So here we're talking about Nebuch, Rabbi Akiva's Bonov. We mean two sons that Nebuch passed away. And Nichlus Yisrael, Vespidim Hesped Gov. As you can well imagine, the great Rabbi Kiva, he had hundreds if not thousands of people, made a Gavaldi Hesped for Rabbi Kiva, and not for Rabbi Kiva, but for his children. Vishas Petirosin, as they were leaving, in other words, after the Hesped was over, Omer Rabbi Kiva, Safsa God, Rabbi Kiva got up on a big bench, the Omar, and he said, Achene Beis Yisrael, all of my Taira Brida, all of my brothers, Shimel, listen, even if these two boys had not been Bokhrim, but they had already been Chasanim, either engaged to marry or newly married, newlyweds, Menuchim Hu, Bishvil Kovet Shasis. I want you to know the cover that you did with this Hesped Gadol was so heartwarming, even if these two young men that passed away would have already been married or at least engaged. You can imagine, I was so taken aback by the tremendous cover that you've given them. Vim bishvil Akiva b'asim, and if you're going to tell me you didn't come for them, you came for me, for Akiva. Harikam Akiva b'shuk. As we know, Gemara says elsewhere, Kami Yosef Ikebishuka, Kami Akiva Bishuk. There are lots of Akivas. So why did you come? You didn't come for Akiva, you came for Rav Akiva or Rabbi Akiva. That the reason why you're giving all of this covet is because you consider to be a Ben Torah, a person who learns Torah. And so therefore, you're really not giving covet to the children and covet to Akiva, you're doing covet at Torah. And therefore, V'kolshkein Shescharchem Kofol, then your schar is going to be even double, because you're not only being Menachem me by making this hesped gadol, you're showing such a tremendous display of kavod haTorah. And then he ended off, lechul avoteichem lishalom, zol te'al again gizum te'et lishalom, go in peace, go home. Now, although the Gemara doesn't tell us, it sounds like this took place on the first or second day, up to the third day of the Avelis of Rabbi Akiva for his children, and now he's being Osek B'She'ila Shalom. He's greeting them when they're leaving, and he's saying farewell. How could he do that? Everything more covered, Rabim Shaini. When we said before that She'ila Shalom is prohibited, that's one-on-one, because that's really a very personal thing. However, when you're going and giving Shila Sholem to the Gantz Oilema, 500 people, 1,000 people, or whatever the number of people that were standing there, that's not considered Shila Sholem, and that's permissible even during the first 3 days. Okay, we've concluded that shtickle. But let's continue on the Brice. The Brice is at Migimu Vadzayin, Meshiv the Einashoil. He's not allowed to go and ask, but he's allowed to respond. Mikan ve'elech, after 7 days are over, Shiva is over. Shoyul u'meishiv kedarkoi, then everything is normal. He can ask, he can respond, everything kedarkoi. Frank tomorrow, mini, I'll bring you another brayse shteitoch. Hamoitzias chaveri ovel betoich lamid yoim. A person finds his chaver, who is an ovel, within shloishim. Since it's within Shloishim, by definition, we're talking about beyond Shiva. So, Medaber Imoy Tanchumen, he can continue to be Menachem him, and as we know, that's the Minig and Halacha today, other than for parents. If a person is sitting Shiva after siblings, after children, after spouse, etc., then the Avelis is Lamed Yoim, and you can still say Amokim Menachem Eschem throughout the 30 days. For parents, it goes Nebuch for a full year. Anyway, so here we're talking about B'toich Lamed Yoim, Medabri Moi Tanchumen, he can be Menachemim, Ve'ein Yishol B'Shloimah, but don't go and ask B'Shloimah. Don't Ein Yishol B'Shloimah. Even though this is already beyond Shiva, we're now talking in the Shloishim. Ein Yishol. So you see immediately the first Kasha. We said before, after Shiva, Shoyul Meishav Kedarkai. Oh, Ein Yishol. No. People shouldn't be asking him. La'achel Lamed Yoim, Shoyul B'Shloimah, Ve'ein Medabri Moi Tanchumen. After 30 days are over, Shoyul B'Shloimai, he should go, he is allowed to be Shoyul B'Shloimai. In other words, the cutoff is not the 7 days, like we said before, it's the 30 days. But after 30 days, no din anymore of a Moki Menachem Eschem, the period of Tanchumen is over. And in fact, the Gemara gives us a very graphic case where it would not be smart to do Tanchumen. Meisa Ishtoi, if Nebuch, a person lost his wife. Menasa Isha Acheres, and he quickly married a second wife. Yes, it's true when in the case of when a husband passes away, or Chas V'Shalom is a get, then the wife has to wait for 90 days. She has to wait 3 months because of the Shaila, is the child that will be, if a child is born subsequently, is it going to be L'Rishayin or L'Sheini? But when it comes to if Chas V'Shalom, the wife passes away, if the husband ain loy bonim, says Rashi, then he's allowed to go and marry very, very quickly. So what happens if the one that passed away was Meisa Ishtoi, Venosa Isha Acheres, and now he quickly married a second woman? The Menachem should not go into the home of the newlyweds to go and give him Tanchumen on for the first wife. What's the reason why? Says Rashi, because this will be a terrible irritation and aggravation to the new wife, because the new wife wants to put the old wife kind of into mothballs, into history. She doesn't want people to focus on the first wife. To be buried, literally. It's a grave statement, but that's exactly what she has in mind. So, that he should not be Nachmatza Bishuk. He should be seized in the shuk. You can go and tell him quietly, oh, I'm so sorry, but I'm so happy for you at the same time. The Baruch Hashem that you got remarried. Good. Anyway, what do I see from this?
Not be too happy, I'm sure.
I'm sorry, once again?
The children will not be.
It's talking about Bishuk Misafarof and Kavirosh. Nobody's around. It tells him quietly, you know, doesn't make a public statement. Azuk Tishtilahait. When the Matis Tafaruv, Alta Matis Tafaruv passed away, it probably goes back, I don't know, 35, 40 years ago, maybe more, and then his son, Reb Simcha Binim, who succeeded him, became Satmaruv, and not Satmaruv, Matis Tafaruv after that. So the Satmaruv came to be Menachem Oval. I don't know whether Reb Yoilish, or this is already the Beirach Moshe. Anyway, he came to Menachem Oval by the children of the Matis Tafaruv, sat there, etc. And then Menachem Eschem. And then after he stood up, he walked a couple of steps, and then he walked back and he said, and Mazel Tov, on his becoming the new Ruv, to be that he succeeded his father.
Did the Matzah Rav live in Kfar Matzah Tov, or that was just the established?
Matzah Tov, another brother was in charge, and later a son was there, but the Matzah Tov Ruv that lived here in Brooklyn, there was only one Mamala Mukim.
Okay.
The Matzah Tov had two sons. One was Rabbi Kiva. He was in charge of Matzah Tov in Eretz Yisrael, although he lived here. Later on, he moved there. But Reb Simcha Binim, who was the younger son, he became the new Rav. Anyway, getting back to our Gemara, so the Gemara tells us, so we have a stira. What's the stira? The first braisa says, right after Shiva, everything is normal. Shalom, Shiva, Tokim, and Shiva, Shalom, everything is fine. And this second braisa says, no, that B'toich Shloishim ain't a Shalom B'Shalom. It's only La'agah Shloishim. Is it Shiva or the Shloishim? And we have who shall be Shloim? Achirim, Shachirim, Shruim, Bisholim. Achirim, Ain Shalom, Bisholim, Mashu, Ain Ashari, Bisholim. So the Gemara tells us this, there's really no stira. It depends who is greeting who. Who, meaning the Ovel, Shol Bisholim, Achirim. He is allowed to begin the conversation of Sholim and greet others and ask him, how are you doing? Shachirim, Shruim, Bisholim, because those other people are not available. And so therefore, they're not subject to any limitations or restrictions about asking how they are doing. So the Oval can ask them how they're doing. And therefore, he can do this already after the seventh day. However, they shouldn't ask him how he's doing and greeting him and saying, Shalom. Unfortunately, Nebuchadnezzar is still in pain. He's not Shalom B'Shalom. So therefore, they should wait until after 30 days. So the first braisa that says that you can be Shoyel after Shiva, it's the Ovel that can be Shoyel B'Shalom Acherim. The second braisa that says that you can only be Shoyel B'Shalom after 30 days, it means they asking him about his being B'Shalom or Lishalom. That's only after the 30 days. Frankly, Mora, that doesn't sound right. Because if you go back to the first braisa says that after 7 days, shoyl umeshiv kedarkoi, which means not only can he be shoyl, but others can be shoyl him. He can't respond if people are not asking him. You can't answer a question that has not been posed. What do they say about Arthur Goldberg? Arthur Goldberg was originally the ambassador to the UN, and then there was a rumor going around that the president, I think it was Johnson at the time, not sure, said that he was, there was a rumor, Barry's going to correct me, it wasn't Johnson, it was Lincoln or someone else, right? Anyway, whoever it was, Nixon maybe, there was a rumor that he was going to appoint him to be a justice of the Supreme Court.
Reversed.
Yeah,
he
was originally justice of the Supreme Court and they wanted to go and make you an ambassador. Shine. Very good. Anyway, so they asked him, would you accept the new appointment? So the Justice Goldberg responded and said, I have a policy in life. I never turn down an invitation that has not been tendered. So therefore, at that time, he had not been mechubed yet, even though there were rumors. So therefore, he said, I'm not going to turn it down because you haven't asked me yet. So here too, if nobody is asking him b'shloimai during the period from Shiva until Shloishim, how does it say that he's shoyel u'meishiv? Everything more at the law, yadi. It's talking about those people didn't know that he was an ovel. They see him walking around because after Shiva, the ovel goes normally to shul and to his office. You know, everything is back to normal, quote unquote. And therefore, people didn't realize it was an ovel. So they said, no, your uncle, I haven't seen you for a week. How have you been? Did you have a chas v'shalom COVID? How are you feeling? How are you doing? Blah, 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 blah. So they didn't know. They really shouldn't be asking b'shloimai until after 30. But they didn't know that he was an oval. So those people, he's allowed to respond and say, yeah, Baruch Hashem, everything is fine, Zagi Ben, Zagi Zin, thank you for asking. So he's allowed to be Meshiv. He'll probably hold to tell him, by the way, Nebuchadnezzar Shiva, but we don't go into that. Anyway, Zukti Moravite Ihochi, if that's the case, Hosam Nami, then why don't you say Hosam there as well? What means Hosam Nami? So Rashi explains, going back to the beginning of the Braisa, for instance, we said that for the first 3 days that there's no Shiva Sholem at all, what happens if someone meets him in the first 3 days? It would be a little bit difficult to conjure up a real life case, because the first 3 days he's sitting Shiva at home. So somebody comes to him and says, oh, I'm sorry, I didn't know you were an Ovel, please excuse me. More likely, he knew that he was an Ovel, but he didn't know that there's an Inyan of not to be Shoyl Bishloimai the first 3 days. And therefore, he didn't know, and he says, oh, how are you feeling? How are you doing? Shalom Aleichem, Vos Machte. He's trying to pep up the Ovel. So our Gemara says, Ain Shila Shalom. But what should he do? Says Yimor Hasam Nami Hasam Moidelahu V'loi Mahadelahu. He should go and tell him, Reb Yid, I know you mean well, and I thank you very much for coming to be Menachem Aval, but the halacha is, and the minig is, we're not shoyl b'sholem. And therefore, ain't she l'sholem, you don't respond. You tell him, sorry, I can't respond. B'hocha, after the 7 days are over, like Tzarech Lodinu, he can go be Meshiv Sholem. Nobody really should be asking him from 7 to 30, but if they do ask, he's allowed to be Meshiv. He doesn't have to tell him, oh, by the way, I'm an Aval in 7 days, 30 days. He could just answer normally. Yes, Barry.
Could he's on his way, as we had earlier, to be Menachem Aval, and somebody else is also an Avelis, and the person sees him walking in the street.
Ah.
That's how...
Yeah, there's only one problem with that, Barry. You're, that's a very nice Hecha Timtza, but if you go to the fourth line from the top, Tana Rabbanan, Aval... Gimel Yom Rishonim, Eina Choylech LeBeis HaOvel. The first 3 days it doesn't go out. Mikan Ve'Eilech Choylech. Okay, but it was a good try. Shkoyach. Anyway, getting back to our Gemara now. Zot Gemara Yetzvaiter. Ureminu, I have another Kasha. We keep on saying after 7 days, we keep on saying after 30 days. Ureminu, I'm with Yitzchaveira, Ovel B'Toych, Yud Beis Choydish, Medaber Imoy Tanchumen, Ve'Eine Shoyel B'Shloimoy. Even for a year, within 12 months, you're not supposed to be Shoyel B'Shloimoy. Don't say Shalom Aleichem, even after 30 days. After 12 months are over, at that point you should no longer mimdaber tchumen. You shouldn't say hamokim menachem eschem after a year is over. What he can say is avu medaber imoy min hatzad. What does that mean, imoy min hatzad? So Rashi says he doesn't say the explicit nichum aveilim that we or that they were accustomed to say. He leaves out the name of the nifter. Apparently, their formulation of the Moki Menachem, they did say, oi, and I'm so sorry that Yaakov ben Moshe Zecharin Levrocha passed away, a Moki Menachem Eschem. Something similar. You see, if Rashi says, Rashi's a very parallel to our Gemara. Minatzad. It's on the tzad of the Gemara, about 6 or 7 lines higher than where we are in the Gemara. Minatzad says Rashi Sha'imulik Tisnachem Veinamaz Kishem Mes, but he doesn't mention the name of the mess. We don't mention the name of the mess any time, but apparently that was the custom then that they did. So now it's 12 months are over. He just says, you know, a generic Hamoki Menachem Eschem without specifying who the mess is. Omer Reb Meir, back to the Gemara. Omer Reb Meir, Hamuitzis Chaveri Ovel Yachid Yud Beis Chodesh Umedabri Imoin Tanchumen. Reb Meir doesn't seem to be arguing with the Tanakhama. He seems only to give a marshal to really graphically describe how inappropriate it is for a person to give Tanchumen after the first year. So Reb Meir gives an interesting marshal. Hamoitzis chaveri over the achi yud beis chodesh umedaber imoin tanchumin. If after a year is over and he still is saying hamokoyim, he's in a sense opening up a wound that had already been closed shut. Lemahu doima, you know what it's similar to? Listen to a marshal. The odom shenish baragle, person broke his leg. V'chayisim baruch Hashem, it's back in order. Metzoy roifei, and now he meets a doctor. And he tells the doctor what happened. The omelin, the doctor says, you know, I have a great idea. You know, my remedies are much better than the other doctors. Kalach Etzli, I want you to come into my office. Ani Shoivra, I'm going to go and break your leg again. Ve'erpa Ena, and I'm going to give it a brand new remedy, a new refuah. Kidei Shetedesh Shaman and Shali Yafin. That next time this happens, you should know I do a better job than the others. It's softer. My drugs are better. I have much better modern techniques. Pain control. You won't have to go to neurologists. You won't have to go to other doctors. Everything will be great. Anybody that listens to that says, you know, come on, this is ridiculous. So there's the Imara. That's the same type of thing you give Tanchumen after the year is over. It's borders on the ridiculous, because after all, it happened, it's history, you got to move on. Don't keep on opening up the wound again and again and again. Anyway, what's the Gemara's Kasha? The Gemara's Kasha is, before we said that the final deadline of Shiva Shalom was Shloishim, and now we're saying even up to 12 months you're not supposed to give Shiva Shalom. And for the Gemara, it can be this lekasha haba v'imoy habishar kroivim. When you talk about shar kroivim, the whole package ends at the end of shloishim, and that's why we know there's no longer any more dinim of avelis by shar kroivim. Of the imoy, we have a whole year nebuch of avelis. So then, one should not have shila shalom according to this brisa, even past shloishim throughout the whole year. Zok the Gemara. We said that in this case, by case of the imoy, we said there were two brises here, one after the other, and so it said amoitzu chaver over b'toychi beis chodesh medaber imoy tanchumen v'nishol b'shloimoy avu medaber imoy min hatzad. We said after 12 months you medaber min hatzad. So how come we didn't say that in any of the earlier brises when we said you're no longer Menachem? Why not, for instance, by Shar Kroivin? Why don't we say that after 30 days, don't be Menachem, but you can do Tadchumen Min Atzad? You're right. This din of Min Atzad, meaning leaving out the Nifter's name, you can do it any time. In the case of the Shar Kroivim, it's post Shloishim. Don't Tanchumen, but you can do Tanchumen Min Atzad. And in the case of the Imoy, you can continue doing Tanchumen after 12 months Min Hatzad. Not regular Tanchumen Min Atzad. So, in Echarami, there's no difference between one and the other except the time period. This is after Shloishim, and this is after a year.
You don't want to open up the old wound, so therefore that's the concept here.
So it appears, exactly. That after a year or after Shloishim,
yeah,
you know, we got to move on.
Right.
You don't want. There's another Gemara that says that that Shikha is a bracha. Yeah. We think of Shikha being a curse. You forgot what I did this morning, yesterday, the week ago, forgot the Gemara of yesterday, etc. The Gemara says that Shikha is a bracha because otherwise people would not be able to live their lives.
Yeah.
They would constantly remember the pain of painful experiences, particularly of avelis. Okay, Tana Rabban. Final brisa for today. This brisa is going to teach us a fairly familiar halacha of Godel Habayis. And this happens, you know, almost every week or every month, whatever, Chas V'Sholom, when you hear about a nifter that was taken to Eretz Yisrael, where a family member accompanied the Arayin, or the family members stayed back here in New York or in America, whatever. And the ones that stayed here, they start Avelis immediately. They sit Shiva as soon as the Oren is taken away in the airport, while the Ovel that's going with the Oren only start Shiva after the Kvura, after the Kvura. And then he returns here. If you have the Godel Habayis who's sitting Shiva, then he can go and join the Godel Habayis and be part of that person Shiva, and therefore he doesn't have to go beyond the Shiva of the people sitting here. That's the din of Godel Habayis. So it says you want to turn about Ovel Gimel Yom Rishon, the first 3 days. Bom Mimokim Korev. If a person who had not been sitting Shiva until now only heard the news late that Nebuch, someone passed away, so he quickly comes on the scene, Mimokim Korev. How far is Mokim Korev? Toisi says, Asura Parsois, 10 Parsois. So he rushes to be part of the Avelis. Then my name, mine. Then he can adopt their 7 days. He doesn't have to go beyond, even though they've been sitting already 2 or 3 days. He will join them in their 2 or 3 days and finish off at 7. Just like when they get up, he'll get up. However, Bam Mokim Rachav, he comes further than that. Moinli Atzmoy, even though he's arrived within the first 3 days, He counts on his own, and therefore their shiva will end when it ends, and he'll continue to sit shiva for another day or two or three because he came late. Mikan ve'elech, however, if he comes beyond the first 3 days, the filbam makam karev, even if he came from a close community, moina liatzmai, he has to go and be moina on his own. So if he came after 3 days, he's on his own in terms of the shiva. Reb Shimon says, I disagree. I feel a bobi yemeshvi. Even if he comes on the seventh day, mi makim karev moina imayim. And since we pass like Abba Shol, miksasiyem kakulai, theoretically he might only sit for a few minutes on the seventh day. When they get up, he gets up, and we're done. Omama, give me yomer rishayin abam makim karev moina imayim. Amr b'chiv harav, amr b'yaychanan. But not in all cases. Dafka huishiyesh gadol habayis babayis. If the one that's sitting shiva there is the gadol habayis, and the one that is coming in to join them is katan compared to him, then he can go and join their shiva. But if it's the other way around, that it was the tzeirim, the young people that were sitting shiva, and now the zokin comes, the gadol comes to join them, then he could not become bottled to them. He has to continue his shiva. If you look at the Rashi, the last Rashi, Shiyesh Godel Habayis Babayis, about 6-7 lines on the bottom, Shibo Matze Godel Habayis Babayis. The Godel Habayis was the one sitting shiva, Moini Moin, he can go and join them, Im Aveli Habayis. Vezeh Shibo Hu Hatzoir Mimena, the one that came on the scene late, he was the younger one. Avim Hoye Godel Baderech, Ubabatech Shloishi Yomim, Afilim Mokim Karoiv, if the one that's traveling and comes late is the Godoil, then Moinla Atzmoy, Tlechosha Bevelis Tzor, it's the Ruve Godel Bahadei. So the Tzor can go and join and adopt the Avelis of the Godoil, but not the Godel adopting the Avelis of the Katon. The Atem Hadeikim Bashem Eleikechem Chayim Kulchem Hayoi.